familiar appeal from the White House. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News, after a deadly school shooting in St. Louis.
Our hearts go out to everyone impacted by today's senseless violence, particularly those injured and killed, their families, as well as the first respondents.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre renewing the president's call for more gun restrictions. The St. Louis shooter killed a teenage girl and an adult at a performing arts high school earlier today before he was killed by responding officers. What's known as the nation's report card finds a record plunge, an 8-point drop in math for 8th graders, down 5 points for 4th graders, compared to 2019 before the pandemic. The National Assessment for Educational Progress also finds reading scores sliding.
For his part, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona says it's obvious the scores reflect the pandemic's impact on kids, and today he's also calling the results unacceptable.
Look, if you ask parents across the country, they're tired of the politics getting in the way. Let the kids learn. Let's work together. This isn't a red and blue issue. People are bringing politics into the classrooms. We know what to do.
But this goes beyond the classroom, and it is likely to impact next month's midterm elections. Republican candidates continue to accuse the Biden administration and Democrats overall of supporting prolonged school closures.
Fox's Mark Meredith, Secretary Cardona urging districts to use COVID relief money on programs to help students catch up. President Biden telling borrowers to keep applying for student loan relief, even though his plan to cancel some debt is now on hold. As a court fight continues, more than 22 million borrowers have already applied.
I kept my commitment to help ease the burden on student debt for working and middle-class families. Exactly 1 year ago.
It was during a visit to Democratic Party headquarters ahead of the midterms as Republicans campaign against an agenda they say is failing the country. An extended rally on Wall Street. The Dow up 418 at the closing bell. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Obstruction, harassment, conspiracy. Three federal cases announced by the Justice Department against 13 people, most of them Chinese intelligence officers.
Two Chinese intelligence officers have been charged in New York with attempting to obstruct and influence an investigation into a Chinese-based telecommunications company. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the Chinese agents told a U.S. member of law enforcement to steal case information.
But in fact, the individual they recruited was actually a double agent working on behalf of the FBI.
The two are not in custody. Garland says they provided fake documents to the Chinese agents. 11 others were charged as well, four out of New Jersey with trying to steal U.S. technology using a Chinese academic institution as cover, and seven others were charged out of New York with harassing a woman and her son, threatening endless misery unless she returned to China. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The White House says President Biden looks forward to speaking with Britain's incoming prime minister, former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak, chosen as the Conservative Party leader today, replacing Liz Truss, who becomes the shortest-serving British prime minister ever. You might not know his name, but would probably recognize his work from many TV shows. Leslie Jordan has died, an openly gay actor and comedian. He had a car crash.
Jordan was driving in Hollywood. Authorities suspect he suffered some sort of medical emergency and crashed his BMW into the side of a building. Jordan was a well-known actor whose tiny stature and southern drawl became trademarks in his casting. He appeared on many shows, among them American Horror Story and Will and Grace. However, during the pandemic, he catapulted to fame with heartwarming and comedic social media clips, helping him skyrocket from about 50,000 Instagram followers to a whopping 5.8 million. Jordan was 67 years old. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A recap dropping stocks. The Dow up 417. The S&P also up more than 1%. The NASDAQ up 92 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.